Hey, greetings. This is Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, want to bring you a quick audio to expose Eagle Brook Church from Woodruff, Wisconsin. We were in Minocqua, town right next to this one, street preaching. We decided to stand outside this religious churchianity body, and we have videos and audios. You can see them below from this link. Stephen Rowe is the hireling pastor there. And I just want to explain to you quickly why this is an unbiblical body that will not help anyone find salvation. They don't preach the biblical gospel. On their website, they have "Receive Jesus." That's not the biblical gospel to eternal life. They believe in only two ordinances, baptism and the Lord's Supper. There's many, many, many ordinances. If you go to the links below, there's a gospel link, and there's a 10-point test link that will show you why Stephen Rowe and Eagle Brook Church are false. They're feminized, they're worldly, they're paganized. Let me tell you why they're feminized. They don't teach women to cover their heads. They don't teach women to biblically dress. They don't teach men to biblically dress. I cover all this at our teaching blog. The pastor is worldly. He supports the LGBT NFL football, which is violent, covetous, idolatrous and sinful. He loves the Green Bay Packers, promotes them on his Facebook page. He keeps the pagan holidays of Christmas, which God never ordained. It's a Roman Catholic holiday. He keeps Easter and Good Friday, which are lies. Jesus did not die on Friday. He did not rise on Sunday. Jesus died on Wednesday, rose on Saturday. I have an article of that on my teaching blog. Just giving you a bunch of reasons why Stephen Rowe and Eagle Brook Church are not of God. They're a part of the false churchianity system. They're mingled with the culture. They're worldly. They're pagan. They're feminized, as I've said. And we saw the sad fruit of them when we stood out peacefully. The police showed up, and they would not, one man would come and bring a Bible. One young man came up to talk to me, either his wife or his mother, couldn't tell. I can't tell people's ages, came and whisked him away. And not one man brought a Bible. Not one man wanted to test for truth. We saw their church people out there smoking. We saw their young ladies, women out there were yelling towards us, telling us we believe in Jesus. But even the demons believe and tremble. Unless you're walking in holiness and obedience and you follow the biblical gospel and you come out of the world in every false way and you come out of the false church systems, you're not going to find eternal life. So check out those links, the gospel that leads to eternal life, the biblical gospel. Test yourself to that 10-point test. Test Eagle Brook to that 10-point test. Then go look at the videos. We stood peacefully in love. Not one person would open the Bible. They didn't show us any love. And Stephen Rowe walked right by me like a Revelation 21:8 coward. He's supposed to be a shepherd. Come and deal with me, a supposed wolf. He got in a car and drove away like a coward. This testing is going to go up to expose him, and it'll be on the World Wide Web. When people search this body, search his name, they can see the truth versus error. Last point, Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth, John 4:24. They're not in spirit and truth at Eagle Brook. And Jesus said for your keeping of man-made traditions, you worship God in vain, Mark 7. They are worshiping God in vain. We love them. We called them out in truth. Hopefully there was some people that had ears to hear and eyes to see. They'll go and test to the word of God. And if any of them repent, they can contact us. We will help them. We will be there for them. This is all about redemption. So may they repent to the saving of their souls. If they stay in Eagle Brook and their false, feminized, pagan, worldly ways, they're not of God. They're of the false churchianity systems that cannot save them. This has been Brother Tupos. We love you all. Check out those resources. Shoot me an email. This is going to be sent to Stephen Rowe. And if he comments, it will be shared on this testing. To date, he has not sent anything. No rebuttal, no correction. He's hiding in the John 3:19-21 darkness. Jesus said, the light has come. His people come in the light. What did we see on this day? Eagle Brook and their coward pastor ran and hid in the dark, hiding behind a police officer that was called or showed up. And also, I will say, there was some kind of ecumenical thing going on in their parking lot. I don't know what that was about. Looked like priests, Episcopal or Roman Catholic priests, right in their parking lot. And then they walked around the block. I don't know what that was about. I don't know if that was linked to Eagle Brook. It was really strange. Praise God, we got to preach to those lost people as well, warning them about their dead man-made traditions. Check out all those resources. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, may God be praised.